Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease is another incredibly complex disease about which we don't understand a great deal. We know that it's a disease which is an inflammatory bowel disease. It's very, very aggressive. It affects parts of your digestive tract. It can affect any part from mouth to anus, but it seems to be most common in the ileum and the cecum. And usually inflammation sets in the submucosal layer, and then it seems to spread to the mucosal layer and the serosal layer and overlying lymph tissue, causes ulcers and lesions. The question is, why does Crohn's disease develop? And we don't know the answer. It seems that certain people may be more susceptible. Genetics may play a role. Some of the genes which have been identified are mutations in genes such as the NOD2 gene, which is the CARD15 gene. And it's one that codes for proteins which are involved in the recognition of bacteria. But there are many, many other genes which have been identified as may be playing a role in this disease. It's immune dysregulation. Why? We don't know. But again, besides genetics, environmental factors may play a role. Smoking, people who smoke seem to be more susceptible to this. And we also believe that the intestinal microclimate plays a role as well. So the question is, why does your body suddenly start attacking you and causing inflammation when it's not necessary? And again, there are different theories. One could be that you're attacking an invader, foreign bacteria, and the response is not turned off. Or you may be attacking normal bacteria, which are found in your normal digestive flora, and you shouldn't be attacking them. Maybe you're attacking food, it's an abnormal response. Maybe you're attacking your own digestive tract as an autoimmune disease. What we do know is that it involves all types of white blood cells, macrophages, neutrophils, T cells. We particularly seem to have identified helper T cells, type 1 and 17, seem to mediate the process. The innate response is also involved. Once these white blood cells are recruited and activated, they release all sorts of pro-inflammatory cytokines. So obviously, as you can imagine, when you think about the effects on the body, you must think about homeostasis and think about the normal role of the lining of the digestive tract and what's going to happen if you've got lesions throughout it. So yet again, an incredibly complex disorder about which we don't know a great deal.